Carrie was not alone because as she began to make news and headlines, she met Eileen Younghine from Oklahoma City.
Yes.
And the two of them were...
Eileen and her husband were wonderful.
Then she met Tom Dalton, who became an effective speaker, an attorney.
She was always a little doubtful about Tom because, so far as she was concerned, a person who was advocating for something should be able to dedicate everything they had to it, as she had. But Tom had a family to take care of and had a business to support, and so she kept having to mortgage pieces of property to pay his fees. But Tom was very talented. He was an excellent lawyer and very good at speaking, so he was a good advocate for them. So she felt she needed to do whatever it took to get him.
Let me just insert here that insurance companies refused to insure nuclear power plants. There was a study made by the Brookhaven Laboratories in 1957, and the study predicted that within 15 miles of a small reactor meltdown, 3,400 people would be killed, and within 45 miles, 43,000 people could be injured. Damage could cost $7 billion, and an area the size of Maryland could be contaminated. If there was a meltdown, many of thousands would die. Symptoms would be bleeding gums, vomiting. Infants would be born with severe deformities and retardation, leukemia, and other forms of cancer. And the Atomic Energy Commission concealed that report.
Yes, but all you have to do to figure out whether that report was accurate or not is to look at Fukushima and the meltdown there, which has caused so much damage to Japan and is still causing damage to fisheries on the West Coast.
So while Carrie's out proclaiming her opposition, PSO moved ahead with the project. A 350-foot weather monitoring tower was installed.
Yeah. There was one installed around the same time in the city of Montague, Massachusetts, because they wanted to build a power plant on the Montague Plains. And that was what led to Samuel Lovejoy's direct action. Well, Mother would not have supported that in Claremore or in Inola, but she might have considered it. She respected Sam a great deal. Who chopped down the tower they put up in the Montague Plains.
Students from the University of Tulsa and OSU had been hired to seine the river to count the populations of birds and marine life. Botany students were set to recording every species of plant life. PSO needed 2 years of weather data.
Yeah.
And she met Sam Lovejoy from Massachusetts. What did that mean to her cause?
Well, Sam Lovejoy, who had been in a very similar situation in Massachusetts, decided that he was not going to let that tower stand. I don't know what he was using to bring it down, but he chopped the tower base down and it fell over. He was arrested and taken to court. He defended himself by saying that he was defending the state and the country and the world and was never put in jail, to my knowledge.
Did he come here to Oklahoma to help her?
I don't know actually what the interaction between them was. But right. I know on the original Earth Day, Mother came to Massachusetts and went to the Earth Day celebration at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. She was passing out literature, and as she sat there, she was making a quilt to raise money for the Clamshell Alliance, which Sam eventually became part of, but that was later. That was when she met Sam. And the quilt that she made was put on a standard and flown above the heads of the protesters in New Hampshire.